Shalom to everybody. I have to apologize for keeping changing the day. When Baruch Hashem, my daughter, but just became engaged, and we didn't know exactly what day the vort would be, so it kept changing back and forth. We saw last week that if we just look at Torah as Limud Torah and Kiyum Mitzvahs, then the MS, we wouldn't need a hachana of 7 weeks in order to be mekabel Torah. Enough erev Shavuos, sit down for a few minutes to think about it, and say, I want Torah. But hayois, that the inyan of Kabbalah Torah is mitzad echad lokachtem eschem li la'om, that the Borelim was mekarev bal Yisrael afon of Yisborach. And Torah itself is Avoided Lefon of Yisborach. Is the Mela that needs a Hachana. So you have to understand more. What does it mean that Torah and Klal Yisrael are Lefon of Yisborach? And Mela also, what's the Hachana that we would maybe have a Sheikhus to? Is it this Kipshutai that that if we say that Klal Yisrael's Mokoyim is Lefanav Yisborach, is the Mela we have to understand that the Bora Olam is Kulo Ruchnias Betachlis, no Sheiches Bechal to any Gashmias. Is the Mela anything that's Lefanav Yisborach is Behechach also Ruchani? Is that already a chiddush for us that we would think that malachim are shayach to be lefon of Yisborach, malachim are ruchanim, that that's their mokum? But here is this chiddush that Klal Yisrael in Kabbalah Torah also came to a inyan ruchani that they're lefon of Yisborach, and from then on that's their mokum. Is an elav moving the elav that if Klal Yisrael's mokum is the fun of Yisborach, that must be the Mokum of Torah and Kiyum at Torah also. Yeah, I think with the Dover Poshet, that's what it means. So here, when we hear that, we automatically hear that we have no Shaychas to that at all. If we're saying that Torah, Klal Yisrael, they're Shaych to an Oilam of Ruchnias together with the Bar Oilam. And we look at ourselves and where are we? We're sitting in Oilam HaGashmi, Shakua, in Gashmias. And Kimat, we don't know what Ruchnias is b'chol. So how's it shaykh that we should have any kesher, if so, with Torah and Kabbalah's HaTorah? That's be'etzim what L'chura would be shver to us. And then we would also say that 7 weeks is b'chol not enough to have a sheiches to it. So here, we need the hadrocha of Rabbeinu Yoina. This is he says in the Dover Mesuyim, but it's a hadrocha klolis for us and everything. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Siman Yud Zayin, he says, V'da ki amaylos ha'al Yoinas nimsru lonu b'mitzvot aseh. There are milos elyonos in Torah, and those milos elyonos were mitzuva in them, and the tzivu is in mitzvah haseh. And then he goes to the moina, either 10 or 11 milos, depending on what girsa in Rabbeinu Yoina. So he says milos habechira, Talmud Torah, lechos medarki Hashem, shleimus habitochen, Hashem, until it comes to Milos Ha'ava and Milos Ha'dvekas. Is Eser or Chanas and Meiris, or they're Milos Ha'yonis? And he says that these Milos are Milos Ha'yonis, but the Lamaisa, they're not for Hasidim only. The Nimsru Lona B'mitzvah Ha'sei. Not only that, Rabbeinu Yoina's Messiahim U'ba'abur Ha'milos Ha'elu Nivra Ha'odom. The entire Brias HaAdam is for these Midas Elyonis. Is we're Oymed, what are we supposed to do now? The Midas Elyonis, it's Tzibur Mitzvah's essay, is Kol Echad from Gil Bar Mitzvah's Mitzvah L'Kayim. Midas Elyonis. Ad Dveikus. And not only that, but Uvavara Midas Ha'Elo Nivra Odom, the entire Brias Ha'Odom, was for these Midas Elyonis. Shenemar Kol Nikri B'Shmi L'Chvaydi Barosif. Rabbeinu Yonah leaves us in a matzav of kemat yush. Ma'ilos al yonis. The mitzvahs I say, and vavur ma'ilos al yonis nivra adam. If he was nivra for that, so if he doesn't do that, it's good. But the yidach, how's this supposed? What shaychas do we have to these ma'ilos al yonis? So Rabbeinu Yonah adds in one line that's our Pesach Tikva. He says, L'chol achas mehena kama madregis. Kasha yizbor bezas Hashem. He says, Milos elyonis emes. Over to each of these Milos elyonis, there are madregis. Dahainu. That there's, each Mila is beruma oilam. Harbe yosef lemaila from us. But there's a sulam that has madregis. That if a person will get onto that sulam and go from one madrega to the other one, he can get there. And that's our Pesach Tikva. That Hagam, that the Ma'ilos Elyonis Bishlei Musan are rochok from us, but somewhere in one of the madregas of Ma'ilos Elyonis, we have a shaykh for that also now. And that is our chiyuv and our mokum of avoida. Yeah, this is a noyodik yasoid that Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, because in any sugya, in Torah that will be Mavarer, we'll see that the Shleimus Shaboy is Harbe Lamaila from where we're holding, and Harbe Lamaila from where we have a Saga that we can be holding. But that's to be expected, because our Torah, we just said, is Lefon of Yisborach, and Klal Yisrael, the Hamakayim Torah, is also Lefon of Yisborach. That is an Olam of Tachlis HaRuchnis. Is Mimela Avada Givis, it must be that the Shleimus of any Indian in Torah is Lefon of Yisborach and Amayel El Yoyna. Except that since there are Madregas to each Mela, is Mela any person, Basher Husham, that wants to have a Shaychus in that Mela, he can, with his Matzah, get the Oymid and one of the Madregas of the Sulam that goes there. That's how we have to look at things. Mitzad Echad, we have to see the Shleimus Inyan Lagamri. That's Torah. The Idach, we have to know that these Milos Elyonis are Taka Elyon, Harbe Lamila from where we're holding. But the Bor Oilam made the Milos in an Oifen that are Madregas that start from our Oilam Hagashmi, and go l'mayla until the oilam ruchoni of lefon of Yisborach. That's his taklus and everything. L'mayla, anything that we learn and we see, what shaykhas do we have to that, is we have to realize in Enachadami that the shleimus ha-sugi we have no shaykhas to. But I have to do the sugi in order to be able to afterwards to be mevar the mailas and the madregas that lead to that maila. And then I have to try to be mevar for myself what madrega can I get on to in order to be on the way, I'll call upon him. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is megala to us. Is in the sugya that we're holding on, in Kabbalah Satayra, to see what was Nisvayar from Targum Unkulus, that the Kavanah is the Mikar of Klal Yisrael Lufan of Kodonai, is we have to look for after some Adrega that we can also have a shaykhus to. We'll bring two chazalin that are shaykh to this inyan. Is if we would think about it, stam, without knowing anything. So the kasha that we asked at the beginning was that Torah, the Targum Unkelus says, is Kodomai. Hakpada Mai is an Oilam Shekulo Ruchani. And where are we holding in the Oilam Shekulo Gashmi? So what must be the Sulam to get to Kodamai? It must be a Sulam that starts in the Oilam HaGashmi, but La'at La'at takes a person out of that Gashmius and totally Shayach Yosef Yosef to Ruchnius. And on that, we'll see two Chazals. One Chazal is, in the sugya that we saw last time in Kufir Aleph, the sugya, it's a Kama Mamor Chazal, but we saw the last one about Shnayim Mitoch Samach Riboy. And then the Gemara brings the drasha before that, the Rav Kana, Darshan did the drasha in a certain way. And Rav said that he's too machmer on Klal Yisrael. He asked them that there's a more kulodika way to learn the pasuk. Then the Gemara says, Chasya, Rav saw Rav Kana, the haver kochaya freshe, he was washing his hair. The solik, and afterwards he was solik the Yosef Kami Rav, and that's where he went into the yeshiva to hear this year. Is Omer Lei, so Rav told him, lo simotzi berachayim, that chotef reishe, the solik the Yosef, to learn, lo simotzi berachayim. So Rav Kana thought that he meant that he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Omer Lei Meila Kolaitali, he'd be mekabel me. Omer Lei Kroka Amina, I'm just telling you a pasuk, lo simotzi toira b'mishim mechaya atzmo aleha. That's losimotzi be'erachayim. Is the pshat is that erachayim can mean several things. It could mean, and that's one of the muvanim shabo, erachayim is called oilam haba. Oilam haba, erach yisrael is me'ena oilam haba, but erachayim is oilam haba. Ve'idach, erachayim, marsha, brings the Gemara. Eretz HaChayim means the Mokum of Shvokim. Limso bo Tanuge Oilam, where all the stores are and all the things are that you can get Tanuge Oilam hazeh. Moshikosot beYuma, Gemara in Yuma, ba'artzos HaChayim, ze Mokum Shvokim. Ba'ayin etogomrit, shibishim echaya atzmo aleo. It's so Eretz HaChayim, can be tzad echod, can mean oilam haba, which is what Rav Kana thought that Rav meant. And the idach eretz hachayim can mean the bidyuk, the tzeya hepech, mokum shvokim of all the tanugos of oilam hazeh. Is what was Rav telling him? Rav was telling him, Torah, you came to learn Torah in the yeshiva, lo tzimotzi berach hachayim. In the mokum shvokim, in tanugay oilam hazeh, Torah is eino benimsa. This Gemara is Nifsak Lahalacha in Rambam. That someone that we can't learn Torah mitoich yidunim. Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's al kopanim. So what does it say here? It says here Lo simotzi be'erachayim. Erach hachayim, the Marsha says, means a mokum shvokim. Say this. And what did Rav Kana do? He first went to the mokum shvokim to buy a pizza with a nachepis. And before he went to the shir, Sacha Kol, he washed his head. The Stami, he wanted to refresh himself a little, be able to hear the shir better. But here we see a tzir of the Madregis that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us about. There's an Eretz HaChayim that's Kulo Gashmi, Mokum Shvokim. That's one Eretz HaChayim. Lo Simotzi Toyer Be'eretz HaChayim. Oh, but from if so, we hear that a ribuy of gashmius is a steer to Torah. Torah is ruchnius. The Maral al Mokum learns because there's the seichel that wants to learn Torah. His Torah is kulo ruchnius. Is a mela, the seichel has to be legamri, but betoch ruchnius. It's a person's nimtzu berachaim and gashmius. That's a steer to Torah. That's the same Indian of Kodomai and the Oilam HaGashmi. But we see it two madregas. There's an Eretz HaChayim that the Marsha brings from the Gemara in Yuma. That's a Mokum Shpokin. The person is called Kulo. Just walks from one store to the other. They get more Tanugas Oilim Hazeh. Torah is Kodamai, the fun of his Borak. There, the Stokash is Bechlau. And Rav Kana, the Vias Madrega, Rav had a Taina, even a Bashu, is too much already. He wants Masliach in Limut Torah. Is here a kolpani? We see that Torah, Mishlei Musa, is called the Mai Kulo Ruchnius. The Ksei Hefer from that is Eretz HaChaim Kulo Shvakim. Now the person has to be Oidlin Madrega La Madrega to be Yotzi from the Mokum Shvakim to get to the Mokum of Eretz HaChaim of Torah. What do we see? Let's see, our Madrega, that person. What they want to have a Shaykh the Torah can't live in the Shvakim. He can't live with that all his kivun is towards more and more Tanuge Oilam Hazeh. That's his theory of the Torah. The person has to know that I'll derech the tightness of the rivet. And the person's eating, so he leaves, doesn't eat the last piece. The person has to look at what Masha from Gashmi is going to be moitzi from my Meshicha towards that. That's the sugi here in Sanhedrin. Al derech zeh we have in Parshas Yisroel, the Hakdoma to Kabbalah Satorah. The Hakdoma from Kabbalah Satorah is the Parshas Yisroel. Yisroel came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gave Moshe Rabbeinu an Eitza, Megavi Dayonim. Akopanim Kulam Oimrim. What's Parshas Yisro doing before Kabbalah Satira? That Kinneret's Poshet that we're supposed to learn from everything that Yisro did and whatever the Torah told us about Yisro, that's Achana for Torah. So one of the Dvorim in it is the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yisro Chosen Moshe. Uvon of the Ishtoi El Moshe El Hamidbor Asher Huchoy Nesham Haro Elokim. It says that Yisro, Chais and Moshe came to Moshe El Hamidbor, that they were there Al Yad Haro Elokim Fekrash El Hamidbor Afonu Yodim Shem Hamidbor Hoya. Says before in the Torah that they were Nichnas to Midbar Sinai. So why does the Torah have to tell me again that it's El Hamidbor? We know where they were. Ella, Bishvacha she Yisro di Barakosov. The Torah is coming to tell me a Shvach of Yisro. Shehoye Yoshe Bechvoido Shel Oilam. That Yisro was a Yoshe Bechvoido Shel Oilam. Yisro was an Osher Godel. And whatever the Oilam Hazeh could possibly give, he had it. He was, not only did he have it, he was Yoshe there. He was his Mokim Yeshiva. Was in Kvodo Shel Olam. It was Mesuvav Lagamri with whatever Hanoyas, Chashivos, that Olam Hazeh can give a person. And what happened? When the Dovo Levi, his lave, was Menadiv him, Lotzeis Ela Midbor, Mokom Toyu. He had his Oyrus Ruchoni, the Dovo Levi, that's a Sugi Bifni Asa, what does the Dovo Levi mean? But Akopanim, he had his Oyrus Ruchani, Lotzis Ela Midbor, Mokum Toyu. Dahainu, that where did he go to hear Torah? He didn't go to it to the yeshiva with air conditioning, three meals a day. He went to a Mokum Toyu. Mokum Toyu is Luhura, the exact opposite of Kvodo Shel Olam. If we would look on the map. So we would look, where's the place that there's most Kvodo Shel Olam? So we would look for some big city that has there all the conveniences, v'chulu v'chulu, anything that you could possibly want in Olam Hazeh, that city's going to have. And if we would look on the map to a place, there's absolutely no Kvodo Shel Olam, where would we find that? In a Midbar. The Midbar, there is sand. And Zel, no oilam b'chal. It's a mokum toyu. Mushroom break, shum davar of the oilam. and Yisroi was Nadava Levi, that he was, that he was the Haida, he had a, his Oiris La'alois from being in an Oilam Shekulo Kvoido Shel Oilam, that's an Oilam Agashmi, B'Tefartoi, and he was Nadav Levi to Lotis Lagamri, to give that up entirely, and to go to a Midbar Mokum Toyosh Ein Shem Klum, Lishmo Divrei Torah, in order to hear Divrei Torah. That is the same nusach as the sugya in Sanhedrin. That Bodishal Oilam, that's Oilam Hazeb Mishle Musa. In order to hear Torah, Yisro was Muchan to go to Mokum Toyu, Lagamri, Shum Davar from Oilam Hazeb, only Torah. That is one of the hakdomis of Parshas Yisro to Kabbalah Zatoira, because that is exactly the tchuna that a person would have to have, because in Kodamai, Lufanav Yisborach, there's no as far as Oilam Hazeh is concerned, that's a Mokum Toyu. There's nothing there at all. Ain't Shum Dover Oilam Hazeh. It looks like it's going to look in Lo'asid Lavoi, that ein sham lo achila velo shtia la tzadikim yoshen vitrosem veroshayim v'neni miziv hashchina. That's what the oilam of Torah looks like. That was Maimon Har Sinai. It's the horoya here is that the person wants v'nigash tekabal of Torah. He has to be muchen to be yoytzi mikvoto shel oilam to go to an oilam atoyu gashmi. There he will find an oilam of ruchnius, and there he'll find himself lefanav yisborach in kabbalas hatayra. Here we hear also that Yisro was mamish, had a shleimus gomer in this. He was yoshev b'chvoido shel oilam. He gave up the whole thing, varnished. That is we would say that's the ma'ale al yoyne sheboy. But Rabbeinu Yoyne tells us that even if we have no shaykhus to that, we're not going to be given to all the chvoido shel oilam that we have. But Afal became that there are madregas in that. How much Kavodah Shel Oilam do we have? And how much are we willing to give up for Torah? Or if we say in a different nusach, that how much are we going to realize that Kavodah Shel Oilam is not really covered? That Kavodah Shel Oilam is not the shleimus that we're looking for. That's taking us in the direction of Torah. We have here from these two Mamori Chazal, we have here a Mokum Hisbeinenus. Pashid, a Mokum Hisbeinenus, L'chatchila. To see Kakomer, that the first thing that we always have to do is learn what the Sugya tells us. That's what Torah is. That is the Ma'ila El Yoyna that the Torah wants to bring us to, and that was what we were Nivra for. We're not holding there yet, Seder. Okay, so if that's where the Torah wants me to get, then now I have to look for an oifan how to get there. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyna, you don't have to jump at once. You don't have to be a Yisroi and leave Kvoda Shel Oilam and go to the Midbar Mokum Toyu. You don't have to be a Rav Kana that even Chafivas HaRoish is already told to Motzi Berach HaChayim. It's already too much of a kesher with the Oilam HaShvakim. That's Yisrael and that's Rav Kana. We're not holding by either of them. But Al Kolponim, we have to be mispoinin in the Sukkah. How much am I high in the Shvakim? We said before that Oilam Habo is Eretz HaChayim and the Mokum Shvakim is Eretz HaChayim. They're both an Eretz where there's chiyus, chayim, people live. What's the difference? Here's chayim ruchaniim, here's chayim gashmiim. But they're both chayim, two afachim. So the person would have to be misbinding, so where is my chiyus? Maybe I should have to look for an oifen that my chiyus in gashmiis could be mafnis it a little. L'chol apachas in his boininus. And if a person can be maimin himself, Lamais in that also, Matais. That's Mitzad the oilam hashfakim, tanugi oilam hazeh. It's at the yoishe b'chvoida shal oilam, it's aloysa haderach, that the person wants to be mevusis in oilam hazeh. He wants to be able to have everything. He shouldn't be chosid to him anything. That chipus is the kseya hepech of Torah. Because Torah is not given any chashivas to oilam hazeh mitzaratzmei. Could be a kli. That's something else. But the hasag of oilam hazeh mitzaratzmei, it's not, there's no mokum in Torah b'chlal. So now he asked, if so, where am I oichnis in my rotzen to be a yoishi b'chvoido shel oilam? Is that my whole shiva sachayim? Or no, that I can come to a hakora that b'chvoido shel oilam is not the tachlis sachayim. There is it's not shayach for. To give a kopenat and a klodis to ka'oifen any dover lemaisa b'zeh. Here it's more that a person has to start thinking, every person has a direction in his life where things are going. What is his direction? Is it to the Eretz HaChayim HaShvakim? Is it to Kvod HaShel Olam? Or nay, he doesn't want to be going in that direction. Could be his nipshach. But be'etzim, he would like to be mevases his kivun hachayim to the eretz hachayim of oilam haba, and the oilam ruchani of toyu of the midbar. That is his boininus, that a person would have to be boinin towards kabbalah satayra, because Torah wants to be maimin us in an oilam that is not mevuses on kvoidus shalolam. And not mevusas on the oilam hashvakim of the goyim. That is the one akopani this boinin is that a person would have to miss boinin in the yemei hachon of Sfiras HaOmer for Kabbalah Satayra. Okay, Beseder.
Ravi.
Yes.
Is this the pshat in the Mishnah in Ovis of Kachi Darko Shaltayra Patma Melech Teichal Maimel Avadah?
Avada, that's tuchel on that. That's a derech that's completely behepach. I mean, miyuchad lefi the there's machlokes pshat there, but it's miyuchad if we say that it doesn't mean darkas shatayr that a person should dafka be the pas melech tuchel v'chulu. But harbi mefortion learn pshat that just means that he has to be muchen for that. That if that's what he'll have, he'll also be happy with that. That means to say that he doesn't have a she'ifa towards kvoda shel oilam and oilam hashvakim. If it's there, it's there. Beseder, but it's not tefitz him. He's not nimshach after that. If it's closer to him, he's oitz mensch. Whatever the bar oilam gives in oilam hazeh, he's mekabel, and more than that, he doesn't need. That already shows that he's lost his kesher hoduk with kvoda shel oilam and shvakim. That's the I think Mashgiach is give it here. What happens if the bochur comes down to the chadar ochel, and he takes the soup, and there's not enough salt in the soup. What does he do now? So there's kama possibilities. One possibility is he takes a salt shaker, and he shakes in a little salt. That's what we would say. That's a beinuni. The tuk service would be that he starts telling everybody what's going on today. There's no salt in the soup. We got have to make a machor with the cook. Lekotza Hasheni, he can say Seder. There's no salt today. It's all you do without salt. You have to have soup. You have to have salt in the soup every day. Here we have three oifanim. How the person can react to that? The oifan of darkel shatayr is there's no salt. So there's no salt. If it's Shabbos, no, I'll eat Shabbos. I'll add a little salt. If it's not Shabbos, whatever that is, that's what I'll eat. I don't have to mix anything. That's Dar Kishon Torah. But Ka'omer, we see that there are three Madregas. Someone that wants a Yoshev Chvoida Shaloylam, say he'll get a whole group of Bachim to go into the kitchen to yell to cook. Shouldn't happen again. someone that's saying that make an asik out of it. I myself, I'll put a little thought in. I have to tell anybody about it. And the dark hole shatayra is that the adarava, that one time maybe it's good for me to eat soup without salt. That doesn't mean I have to, from now on, I have to cook not to put in salt. But it's a good hergel that if mashu choser in the shleimus of my tainu genachila, that I should be mevater on it, teach myself that I don't need it. That's here we see the madregas of the sulam that we're talking about. Seder Gomer. Okay, everyone be well. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.